Desserts, Dulce Aventura, vanilla ice cream with strawberry syrup topped with cherries. Reservations are not required but are suggested. The Sands fabulous specials and great customer service await you this Valentine's Day. The Sands restaurant located at 350 Clayton Road in Raton, phone 445-4024, 445-4024 at the Sands restaurant on the Clayton Road. All right, that theme is for our superstars of business. Welcome in as, it's Pioneer Natural Resources that always sponsors our superstars of business as we find out about what's happening business-wise here in our area, those businesses that are making a difference and are helping us out. And one of those is Cook Motor Company. Brand new name, Jeff Cook is in the studios. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great, great. How are you?
It's great. It's beautiful outside, isn't it?
Nice drive over the pass.
It was. It was interesting.
Okay. Interesting. And that is kind of the metamorphosis of Cook Motor Company. It's a brand new company, so to speak. You've taken over.
Well, yes, my partner retired and I bought him out, so it was suggested I change the name, and he had done the same thing when he'd bought it.
Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz. It used to been, before he had it, it was Pinion Ford.
Okay.
And Canyon Dodge.
Okay.
So then when he bought it, it was Pioneer Motor of Trinidad, and then now it's Cook Motor Company.
Okay. Same address?
Same address.
Same offering.
Same great
of
deals.
Vehicles.
Yeah, you make the drive, I'll make the deal. Nothing's changed there. We still have the same crew of people, a great bunch of employees, and eager to take care of our customers. So,
how many
service or whatever?
How many are at Cook Motor Company? How many do you employ?
Gosh, I believe about 23 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Lots of families.
Yes, there is.
Lots of families.
Yes, there
so
is.
You have to do business right.
You definitely do.
Yeah.
Absolutely, especially now.
Yeah, and in a small town, but like you say, people are pretty much spoiled into getting what they want. So I imagine a lot of times when they come in, they know pretty much exactly what they want, and it's up to you to help fulfill that.
That's exactly true. I really believe that. Have you ever gone into Best Buy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever go into Circuit City?
Yeah.
City's not there anymore, but Best Buy's
gone. No, okay.
Okay, well, you'd walk into Circuit City and just kind of wander around. There wouldn't really be anybody to help you.
That's one of the reasons they're not there.
Huh? Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. You walk into, it wasn't the prices. Mm-hmm. You walk into Best Buy, though, and they're eager to take care of you. And I think you really have to be that way if you're in retail, don't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Plus, there are so many different options and things with technology. So to speak, and with vehicles now, there's so many options, so many different ways, and people, they come in and, like you say, they have these questions and need someone that they can trust to answer these questions.
And not just give them a story.
Exactly.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, all of our sales staff are either in the process of training or are completely trained. So we have somebody that can answer your question on all the lines we sell, whether it's a Chrysler, a Dodge, a Jeep, a Ram, or a Ford pickup. Absolutely.
And this is an ongoing process.
Oh, absolutely. It changes constantly.
Yeah.
If somebody hasn't driven, for example, a Ram pickup lately, and they go over there and they look at them, let's say they haven't been in one in 10 years,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing about it that's the same as what they were 10 years ago.
No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all. The fuel economy is different. The engine's different. Of course, they have the Hemi engines in them. You can get that option, but just everything about that vehicle is completely different than it was.
Right. And
even since 2008.
How long have you been in the car business, Jeff?
Oh, my. I got into it right after I retired from the military. So, September 1994 was when I started.
Oh, okay.
Business.
So this is your second career.
Really, I guess you're right. It is.
Okay. Very good. And why the car business? Why did you pick that?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, when I was getting out of the service, because I'd gotten a small retirement, it was right after the Gulf War, so the military was drawing down. And I'd only been in 16 years, so I was only 34. And they had just offered us one-time good deal with benefits and everything, so I took it. And I had some other ideas that I was working on, and I was just kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do. My younger brother worked for Ford Motor Credit, and he told me, he says, "You ought to go sell cars. I know this guy over in Portales." And I said, "I don't like used car salesmen." That's what I told him. That's mm-hmm. the truth. And he says, "Nah," he says, "you'd be good at it." I said, "Well, thanks, but no thanks." Anyway, to make a long story short, I go over there finally after a bit more persuasion and trying to find, you know, I thought maybe this would be something I could do for a while.
Right.
And the guy that I went to talk to, this manager that my brother knew, he says, "You know, I know your brother, so yeah, I'll hire you." And I said, "Well, I don't need my brother to get a job." So then he calls me back again, my brother, and he mm-hmm. says, "What is your problem?" And he said he'd hire you. So anyway, I got in the business, and I just felt kind of awkward. You know, I wasn't sure how to proceed. And just something my mom and dad had always told me is you just treat people the way you want to be treated.
And
that's what I did. And I just started getting comfortable with it. I started learning everything I could. Back then it was VHS, so you just, you know, I took all the tapes home on... I could still tell you everything you need to know about a Buick, you know what I mean? And because it was a GM dealership, and so I knew all about the engines and the transmissions. But back then, it was just more about presentation. It wasn't really... Of course, they were more simple then, too.
Right.
Yeah.
The technology was... Yeah.
You know, it has a 3-speed automatic or 4-speed automatic transmission in it. It has a AM/FM stereo with a cassette player. There wasn't navigation. There wasn't mm-hmm. Sirius radio. There wasn't any
electronic ignition.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't, you know, you can plug your phone into this stereo, which I was doing on the way over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny, mm-hmm. you know, how much it's changed. And but that's how I got in the car business. And then I just started working my way up. I started learning finance. I had an opportunity. They had this program called Credit Man. I didn't know. I asked the same guy. I said, "What's Credit Man?" "Oh, you don't know how to do that. You need to have this much experience and blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, I'd like to do it." And I had a degree in business and finance. Mm-hmm. And so he let me try it out. So I started helping people that had, you know, that had poor credit for whatever reason. You know, I wouldn't
right.
judge it. I still don't. You know, things happen to good people, right? So I started learning all about that. And then I went to work for myself for 2 years doing special finance for a bunch of dealers here in New Mexico, actually. And I got really good at putting loans together for people that couldn't get loans.
Okay. So they went to you for
well, they'd go through the dealership,
help.
But I would yeah. just take care of it.
Okay.
I just kind of, you know, I was just one of those guys that, you know, drove from place to place checking on these loans and putting these deals together for these people.
Well, so you're used to having the service specialized to a client and just getting exactly
well, sure.
what they want.
Absolutely. Well, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
You know, you have a great job and you lose it and you can't afford the payment on your car anymore and you lose your car but you're keeping your house payment going and you know, sometimes things happen. So you still need transportation. So I learned I got really good at helping people get into into another vehicle. So, and we still do that today over there. We're
so
very good at what we do.
You knew a good deal when you heard it when the buyout came from the military, and so you took that and the rest, as they say, is history.
I guess that's true.
It was meant to be.
To be. And it's even funnier how did I told you how I ended up here, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I did.
Tell us again.
I'll just make it brief.
Yeah.
But Trinidad is basically halfway between Denver and Clovis. I still have family and friends in Clovis, and my wife and I both have family and friends in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And we just like this area. We got off the interstate one time and just kind of drove around Raton and Trinidad, and we liked the area. And so that's when I approached Buzz. My wife says, "Call him and see if he'll sell it to you." I said, "Well, yeah, I don't even know him." She says, "Well, it won't hurt to ask him." So I did, and 6 months later, she sold her house. I sold my house. We got married, moved up here.
Wow, now that's romantic.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's what happened.
Well, as I said, it's meant to be. So, You've been here since when?
I walked in. I walked into the dealership August the 16th, 2004.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been great.
And you know the business pretty much from the bottom up.
Yes.
As a matter of fact. So
yes, I do.
That helps in the service aspect of it too.
Oh, absolutely. And having we just have some great people too. I mean, they're just great people.
Yeah. All business owners will relate to this, that you're only as good as those people that work for you.
Right.
I mean, you can put out what you want put out in the product, but if they don't follow through with that and aren't conscientious about it, then,
right,
you know, the ball's dropped.
Well, and you know what? I just wasn't willing to tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had to kiss a lot of frogs.
Okay. Absolutely.
But you know what? I mean, I love every one of them. They're great people. We work together, you know.
Yeah, get the job done.
We do. It's whatever we need to do.
Get the job done. Make the deal.
Absolutely. Whether it's a service situation, we even offer people car washes. If you want to come in and get a car detailed, we'll detail your car. I mean, whatever you want done, we can take care of it over there.
Right, and that's part of the service department.
Yes.
Service department hours are?
Let's see. They work from 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday.
Do come in on Saturdays.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want a detail, an oil change, tires, we'll beat anybody on tires. So.
Great.
Yeah, whatever you want done.
So we're talking to Jeff Cook. Cook Motor Company is our superstar of business guest here on this Thursday. What lines does Cook Motor Company have new cars?
Okay, well, we have the full Ford lineup, and then we also have Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram pickup.
Well, that's quite a lineup.
It is. It's a great lineup.
You know, Ford, the F-150 pickup, et cetera. And Ford's been doing excellent here of late. As a matter of fact, I think our AP business news had the fact that Ford was up again and had a good last quarter, as a matter of fact. Chrysler did, too.
Yeah, Chrysler's doing great.
Yeah.
They beat the odds. They really did. And, mm-hmm, you know, what was interesting about that was I was at that dealer meeting when the Italians came in and wanted to get things rolling.
Fiat
and,
has bought.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And
you were at the meeting.
I was at that meeting, and they told us what we needed to do, and they told us what they were going to do as far as quality,
mm-hmm,
as far as making it happen on the production end. And they just said, you know, trust us, you know, we will get it done together. And it's just been something else to be a part of, really.
Now, speaking of the product, Ford, Chrysler, that's the reason I think that they're doing so well, is because the product really has proven itself. You know, used to be, 70, 80,000 miles, that was it for a vehicle. I mean, you know, you better start looking for a new one right away.
Oh, yeah.
And if you take care of the vehicles now, I mean, there's no reason they can't go 100, sometimes 200,000 miles.
We had somebody in the other day, and they had 335,000 miles.
Wow.
On their Ram. We had somebody in last month that had 275,000 miles on their F-250, and it was a gas engine. Wasn't a diesel.
Great. Great.
And in fact, they lived out here near Folsom out here, and they came and traded it in on another one just like it.
Well, of course. Absolutely.
And I mean, this thing was at the ranch the whole time, I'm telling you.
Right, it's not easy miles, per se.
No, yeah. They were not.
Yeah, but they took care of it.
They did take care of it. It still runs fine.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of used vehicles, then you've got some used vehicles too. I know you had quite a few there before you took over, and then you got rid of quite a few of them too.
You know, we had to go buy a bunch of used vehicles through the auction the other day just because we ran out.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so we've got
a new selection.
Well, you know what? It was, you know, with the buyout and everything, we needed to get rid of those.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of all part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we sold them all. We've got a bunch of fresh inventory in now. We have. We have a great selection, new and pre-owned, all lines. And I don't know if people know this, but we have an indoor showroom that's bigger than any indoor showroom of any dealership in New Mexico or Colorado. I guarantee it is. We can put we can put 28 vehicles inside the building. And I'm not talking just all small cars either.
Mm-hmm.
So we've fixed up the back showroom.
Right.
If you haven't been over lately, folks, you ought to come over and see it. It's something else to see. But you can just see through and see into the back and all the inventory that we have.
Right.
So if it's a dreary, nasty, cold New Mexico or Colorado day and you'd like to look at a car but you don't want to be out in the cold, just come on over and see what we have in the showroom.
Great. And you had some good classic cars there in the showroom, too.
We do, sometimes, yeah. Yes.
Okay, very good. And you're located at?
426 East Main in Trinidad.
Right in the heart of downtown Trinidad.
Yes.
And as part of the new things going on also, you across the street where you keep most of your pre-owned vehicles,
mm-hmm.
that's all redone, too. That's all
recently redone. We did that about 2 years, in 2010.
Oh, really? Has it been that long? Oh,
yeah, it's been that long. But, yeah, I mean, if you haven't been over there lately, you know, you should drive down and see it.
It's very well lit.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot of our new signage up, you know, for Cook Motor Company. We have a great parking area over there. We have customer parking out front, so we've really improved, you know, accessibility to us. I mean, even though you're on Main Street sometimes,
right.
you know, you don't want people to want to pull in and feel uncomfortable about where to park.
Right.
So we've got clear areas where you can actually park, and it says customer parking, and you can pull right up front and pull right in.
Okay.
Absolutely.
They do the business and make you feel comfortable. It's all service.
It's all service
to the customer. Not only because of the economy, but because that's the way to do business, right?
That's
the right thing to do. Treat people as you would have them treat you. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
And it works, obviously.
It does work.
Okay. Cook Motor Company, right there on East Main in downtown Trinidad. Jeff, anything else you want to go over here before we wrap it up?
I think that's really it. Just, you know, we've got great deals. We can service you. One of the other things that we have that a lot of people didn't realize we had is we have a shuttle service. So let's say, Bill, you want to bring your car over and you want to get something done to it. And you want a tire rotation or oil change or transmission flush, or you want us to detail it,
mm-hmm.
or maybe check your brakes or whatever. But you need to go to shop in some place. You know, you need an hour at the store. We'll take you over there. We'll drop you off. If you want picked up, we'll pick you up.
Great.
So we actually have a shuttle service as well. So just anywhere in the local area.
Now that's service.
Well, that's what we got to do to make it happen, right?
Now, do you do things online too?
Yeah, if you you can go. Our website is being basically joined with the pioneermotor.com, but it's now cookmotor.com.
Okay.
So that'll take you to our website. If it doesn't, just go to pioneermotor.com. But you know, it takes a little while for them to. I don't know how they have to connect all the stuff up to make that happen, but the process is happening right now.
All right. More technology.
Come and visit us, absolutely.
Okay. It's better face-to-face.
I think so.
All right. You make the drive.
And I'll make the deal.
All right. Jeff Cook, Cook Motor Company, congratulations.
Thank you,
and
Bill.
Best of luck to you. And,
thanks, Billy.
And thanks for being one of our advertisers, too, here on KRTN.
Well, thanks for having me over.
All right. Check Jeff out at Cook Motor Company. All right, that's it for our Superstars of Business. We want to thank Pioneer Natural Resources, sponsor of this. We're going to do this on a weekly basis every Thursday here on KRTN, beginning at 9:30 a.m. It's our Superstars of Business. When the chores pile up and the...